The Kotzebue Regional Jail has been closed since December 1st to all prisoners arrested by state agencies. This is the result of a funding dispute between the City of Kotzebue and the Department of Corrections. The city had hoped to renegotiate its contract with DOC by February 1st, but Kotzebue City Finance Director Keith Green says funding issues continue, and as a result, the jail won't reopen tomorrow.
What we have asked from the beginning is that DOC fund us at a level where we can operate and not have such an impact on the City of Kotzebue's general fund.
Kotzebue Police Chief Craig Moats says the jail will continue to house local prisoners, but it will remain closed to prisoners arrested by state agencies.
The jail that we have still functions at the city level for people arrested, whether it's a misdemeanor or a state crime. What we are not doing is taking state agency arrested prisoners, such as Department of Public Safety, Alaska State Troopers, or adult probation, that type of thing.
Funding for the Kotzebue Jail has been static at an annual $880,000 since 2007. The governor's 2012 proposed budget increases the jail's funding to just more than $944,000. While that does represent an increase in funding, Green says it isn't enough. A city audit for fiscal year 2011 shows jail operating expenses of $1.19 million. With the $944,000 already being used for the 2013 budget, Green says funding will fall well short of what it costs the city to operate the jail.
We have made all reasonable attempts to try to work with them to be open on the first, but they don't seem inclined to move forward with that other than a way of saying, here's our agreement, and that's it.
DOC Administrative Services Director Leslie Houston says Kotzebue's audits for the jail differ from their own. Staffing is one area of the jail's budget that Houston says exceeds what DOC is willing to pay.
We pay 100% of the superintendent in Kotzebue's salary and benefits. Then we look at their request to fund their police chief for 50% with benefits as maybe not being as much of an allowable expense.
Until the Kotzebue Jail fully reopens, state agencies will continue transporting prisoners to Nome's Anvil City facility for holding and back to Kotzebue for trial and arraignment. Houston says she doesn't know the costs associated with such transport, but during the Kotzebue Jail's previous closure from 2003 to 2005, the state spent $1.5 million on similar prisoner holding and transport costs. In addition to the funding, Green says there's also an issue of certification. When the city closed the jail in December, he says the facility's certification as a regional jail was pulled. Reopening would mean all liability for prisoners would fall on the City of Kotzebue and not on the Department of Corrections. Houston says DOC will meet with representatives of Kotzebue to discuss the future of the jail on February 7th.